You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Black Fat Femme Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Dr. John Paul, LLC. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the third episode of the Black Fat Femme Podcast, where all the intersections of identity are celebrated. I am John, also known as Dr. John Paul. And today I have some choice words from Kim Burrell, but we're going to get into that a little bit later. Joho, how are you doing?
I just want to know who she called ugly besides her reflection. But as you said, we'll spill tea later, so I'll save it for then. What's good, fam? Yes. My name is Jordan, or Joho Daniels, and today I am feeling so fresh, so clean, seduced, and scheme. That is a shout out to Rap Shit by Issa Rae, just premiered last night on HBO, and I am living for it. Oh, so good.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I've been seeing all the promos for that, and I'm really excited because actually quite a few people I know are like on the writing side of it. Shout out to Kid Fury. Want to give them their flowers for writing on it. But there's so many amazing people connected to that. So shout out to Issa Rae and all of the folks over there at HBO Max that are giving Black people a chance to create new stuff and live their best lives. But we're going to get in today. One of the things we are going to do is today is our very first guest on the show. And yes, I'm really, really excited because when we talk about dope people, this person has been with us since our pitch days. They were a part of initially the lead into this podcast being picked up. And so I just want to say that I personally am so happy to know them professionally and personally. You have heard them all over Channel Q, giving people life and getting people together around the experiences of Black queer people. Mm-hmm. They even got a chance to talk to Lizzo. And I definitely want to, before we get into kind of the show, wanted to ask them what that was like. You've seen them hosting MTV Awards after shows, basically jet setting between here and New York. Please give it up for my good Judy, Ryan Mitchell. Ryan, thank you so much for being here.
Had no clue I was the first guest. Wow, I feel so special and honored. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. We are really excited to have you on the show. We are going to be getting into what I like to believe is literally something that you and both Joho have literally locked down. It's being fat in fashion. And I just genuinely want to say thank you so much for accepting the opportunity to be here. So before we get started, in a segment we like to call Still Here, and sidebar, did y'all see that comment that Orlando Brown left on Tisha Campbell's Instagram? post?
No. I try to stay away. I try to stay away from Orlando Brown as much as I can.
That
if
part.
I'm being quite honest. After his comments about Bow Wow.
Oh, baby. Everybody should be doing baby, but such a mess. Electric chair. But I definitely want to say that we're still here. And so with that being said, this week I'm asking both my co-host and our guest, what is something you are proud of yourself for achieving this week? So Ryan, we'll start off with you first. What is something you've been happy with / that you're happy and glad that you achieved?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I'm happy that I achieved being able to accomplish the work that I was still able to accomplish while being sick with COVID, because that was an experience. And yes, maybe some of you are thinking, well, you should have sat your ass down. No, that's not how I roll. I needed to like work and I needed to do some things. And I'm happy that I was able to accomplish it while still like recovering and feeling absolutely wonderful now. And so like, I have to pat myself on the back for that because I was bored and I'm a working girl and I like to work.
And someone got to pay these bills.
Period. You know, like rent still due at the end of this month.
Rent is still due. Ain't that it?
Ain't
Joho,
that shit,
what are you proud of achieving this week?
Oh, let me think. Well, first I'll say, Ryan, I'm so glad that you're okay now, because been there, done that. Don't need to do it again. Oh my God, that girl is wild. I am proud that I made a home-cooked meal this week. John knows I've been traveling nonstop. Speaking of sit your ass down, John says, sit your ass down, sis. And so I've been eating out every day or having packaged food. So last night I was finally able to make a full meal and ciao. I forgot how exhausting he wants to cook. Goddamn. I was like, I am tired of this bullshit. I was like, I can't. Okay, I miss it going out now. But it was good. It was bomb, though. I'll tell you more later. But I'm proud of myself for making a full ass meal last night.
I'm like, teach me your ways, because ever since I moved into my new place, I haven't used the oven. Like, I don't even.
And I see your nice kitchen, bitch. I will fuck it up in there. Let's go. I see a nice kitchen. Yes. Let's go.
Yes, we see the nice kitchen. The kitchen is giving what it is supposed to have given. I am also a non-cooking girl. Whenever we talk about eating at home, I definitely look at my partner, because my partner is the one who cooks. I don't do it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, it is what it is. So I'm glad that you are actually able to nourish yourself with foods that you actually have prepared with your hands, Joho. That is a talent that not many people have.
Most definitely. Come on.
I am one of those girls who don't have that talent. So for me this week, what I am happy about achieving is, so for the past 7 years, I have been talking cash shit about trying to get this book proposal done. And when I say that I have finally got on it, it is almost done. And yours truly is in the process of selling and shopping an actual book with their book.
I know that's right.
So I'm doing it, right? It's in a really good place. A lot of the people who have given me kind of who've lifted me up and said, hey, I think you should really, this is a perfect time for you to write the book, is actually supporting me. They have given me the little notes and the little things that we need to be able to shop it. And it doesn't feel forced. I think that's the one thing I will say that I'm really happy about. Back in maybe 2019, when I was like, oh, I'm going to write a book proposal, it felt so forced. It didn't feel like natural. Whereas as soon as I sat down to start kind of revamping this proposal, it really just flowed. It felt like everything that needed to be there was there. And so I'm not giving anything away about what the book is about just yet. I will announce it when it's time to announce who bought it. But ultimately, I just feel like I'm not keeping up with the Twitter girls to say I'm keeping up with the Twitter girls. Like, your girl is actually writing a book that she feels really, really, really good about. So, shout out to us.
She ain't making meals. She making moves. Go on.
Yeah. I will literally sign an NDA. I want to know all of
these. Same, Bria, right now.
Tell me right now.
Yes. Well, I will tell you all when we're done recording what the book is about.
Yes.
But overall, I'm just in a really good place with it. And I feel really good about where everything is going around. Not only just this podcast and the brand, but specifically what we are all doing for Black, queer, fat people. And so with that being said, I'm proud of us. Like let's give us a round of applause, because this world is really trying to take us out. COVID, monkeypox, now you got polio. Child, what? Like, this is not what I asked for when I was on Wish, right? So, with that being said, before we get into who has the best jeans for our big old asses, we have to pay some bills. So, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we will be right back.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
All right, so this week we are talking about being fat in fashion. And before we get started, can I just say that both Jordan and Ryan have the fat game on lock? Like, sometimes I seriously just want to throw all my clothes away because I know I'll never be as fly as them. And so, you know, I know me and Joho, we have a lot of questions for you, Ryan, and we'll probably be spinning them out at you. So spend as much time kind of delving into your journey and talking about kind of your thing. But I think for me, before we get into like the actual fashion tip and you being kind of like the lead in fat fashion, I wanted to talk to you in my mind.
Don't say what. Don't question it. The lead, the main character.
Now, let's talk about it. You knew you looked good on that MTV red carpet. Don't play.
Okay.
You knew you were the shit on that.
I know I look good a lot of times, but that don't mean there's not a journey. Period.
Right.
I'm a Leo at the end of the day. We all Leos. Well,
Speak for thyself,
sorry,
sis.
Jordan,
okay,
sorry.
She a Libra.
Sorry. You can't be a Leo like us.
Oh my God. I want to be fine.
So with that being said, I wanted to talk to you about your journey in terms of visibility and becoming what I think is a fashion icon or a fat fashion icon. What was that like? Like, how do you put your looks together? Like, what are your thoughts? Tell me, like, walk me through it.
Wow. First of all, like being that icon word just feels way too big for me. But also I do think it means a lot because it really has been a journey of what my like personal style is now. And, you know, I have a background in fashion before I started doing all of the on camera, like behind the scenes work that I do now. I have a background in fashion, and I think I also have recently started to realize that my sense of style is my version of like rebellion or protest. If I started to think about it in that way. I say that because like my gender expression has been police for really as long as I have known it to be. Growing up religious and growing up religious in the South, I wasn't always allowed to look like, you know, our, I wasn't always allowed to find myself. I wasn't allowed to be who I wanted to be. I was always told to look more like the other boys. And I think once I went to college and kind of found a group of people, queer Black folks at that, they kind of gave me the courage to explore my identity. And I think I'm always going to be forever grateful for that. But I think we also have to think about the ways that society has taught us all to view and hate bodies, fat bodies for a certain way and a certain look. And I guess I just want to do everything I can to combat that while also just pulling a look, you know?
Because the looks you pull, baby, are everything. and I've seen some comments from people that have been oh, like, you look so good, I wish I could do that. And like, that's such a trope that we get as fat folks, like, oh, you're so brave to wear that outfit. I wish I had the confidence that you had. And so I'm curious to ask you, like, how do you navigate that? Because that's when I always just get like really like frustrated about when people are like, oh, you're I wish I was as blank as you to pull this off. And it's like, bitch, just put on the damn jacket and call that a good damn day. So, yeah.
Well, I think that's the thing, right? I think people think it's a little bit more complicated than it is. Or we have like a supernatural version of confidence just to wear these sort of things. And it's really not. I mean, I think for me, like, style is all about, one, being comfortable. And then two, just like, really wearing how I feel in the moment, like expressing myself. I could wake up one morning feeling like complete like crap and just still find a way to let my clothes be an expression of kind of getting me out of that bad space. And I think for me, that's what my like clothes have always represented it for me, because a lot of times I didn't know the language. I didn't have the words to kind of express where I was, are the things that I wanted to try, are even like what my gender and sexual orientation and all these things combined of like how I wanted to express that. And I think clothes allowed me to find that way and allowed me to also just like let people know that fat bodies care about what we want to wear. Fat bodies should be respected. Fat bodies should be looked at as a hot ticket item, because we are buying clothes. We are the ways that ASOS is getting all of our money, because they are size inclusive and they're making clothes for folks and they are thinking about that. Like, if only other brands could see that value, because I think a lot of the excuses, oh, well, it costs so much money. There's not really a return of investment, but that's not true. That's not true at all. And I think the game is changing, and you can't say that you're all about inclusivity and diversity and just throw fat bodies to the side. That's just not going to happen. That's not how it works.
I love that you mentioned that, because I think I've seen, so, you know, the companies that intentionally leave off the 3X or the 4X. I mean, I even want to name that there is a company that I had bought something from in the past that recently I went back to their website to buy something else, and now they no longer carry 3X and 4X in their clothes. Damn. Like, it's frustrating to think that there are so many brands out there who don't see the value in and helping / adding more size inclusive things to their line. So shout out to the companies that are doing that. I guess the question that I now, you know, kind of coming off of this notion of being so brave, I noticed that you often put your middle finger up to the binary when you are like on the red carpet or when you are at events and you are basically getting dressed. And it's funny because one of your stylists, the stylist who I think styled you for the MTV Awards, I had commented on something you had worn. I think it was, I forget what day it was. And then they followed me and was like, hey, if you ever need a look, let me know. And I'm like, bet. Because they just had you so right for that event. Talk to us about that and how you get comfortable with wearing clothes that might often bend the stupid rules of like gender performance.
Well, one, thank you for that. And I'm happy that you were able to, I'm happy they reached out, because they are someone who, his name is Rio. Rio is absolutely incredible. He's such a new, fresh designer who has just kind of stepped into the game. And I found him through another Instagram that I saw and just reached out, and we were able to like brainstorm. We went, you know, shopping and fabric shopping for this. And he's just so great. And I love how he appreciates all bodies in ways that made me feel so comfortable to then exude that confidence. Right. And so that was super, I'm super happy that connection's made. But to be honest, I think I've literally just now come to the conclusion that for me, my style is a form of protest. But if I'm being honest, I never even really thought about it. Like, I wasn't intentionally making these decisions about like smashing gender norms. Like, I didn't even have that sort of language, if I'm being quite honest. This all happened when I was in college and I met the group of people that I was hanging out with. And I think once I realized there was more to the world than an Aeropostale hoodie and an American Eagle jean, I wasn't turning back, you know? Facts. And so I think, you know, when I really think about the landscape of like fashion and trans, like historically Black, queer, and trans folks have always kind of been the key. Like, they've always been the trendsetters. And I mean, he wasn't queer, but Andre Leon Talley was most definitely my style possibility model. Like, he was the reason why I even wanted to get into fashion in the first place and navigate those spaces. And I think, as far as like comfortability, I still am kind of experiencing that. Like, I have moments where my insecurities show up in ways where I have to literally call everyone I know and see if they see the vision, get them on FaceTime or send them photos. Like, our mutual friends, I'm hitting everyone up being like, do y'all hate this or am I like stupid? Like, what is going on here? And so like, I don't want it to seem like it's just come so naturally, because it hasn't. I mean, I feel like I'm a very confident person, but I still have moments where I just wake up not feeling completely confident in myself. Like, I hate my body. I'll be like, well, why did I eat that? Like, all of these internalized fat phobia things come up for me. And that's real. That's a real situation. I'm human. I'm flawed. And I think, you know, I try to push through that by always ending up deciding what I want to wear, putting the power in what I want to wear. Because if I enjoy it, and then also I know that I'm going to get like several compliments when I walk out the door, child, my Leo self is living. And so, and so for me, I think if I want to wear a heel, I'm going to wear a heel. If I'm going to paint my fingernails, I'm going to paint my fingernails. If I'm going to wear, you know, I guess if we're gendering clothes, if I'm going to wear women's clothes, I'm going to do that. That's just what I feel like doing. And plus, oftentimes, I can find more stuff in the women's section that is like a look and fits my body just right. And it's not an issue. And so I think kind of saying, you know, a middle finger to the binary is just inherently who I am and what I'm going, like what I present into the world. And I never had the language for it until now, through the work that I do, but it's not something I was intentionally thinking about ever, if I'm being honest.
I really love you framing Andre Leon Talley of Blessed Memory as like a possibility model, because even as you're sharing with us right now, like, you're demonstrating that you are also a possibility model. And I'm actually really curious to ask you this, Ren, along the lines of gender performance, because John knows that when I was on my little world tour, I actually ran into Ryan at the most like random yet magical place in Jerusalem, and Ryan was obviously turning looks still there. And I'm curious to ask, because Ryan had shared with me that was your first time ever leaving the country, and so you're in a whole different country, whole different continent, like in a whole different culture, you know, turning looks that are like bending gender in this way in a culture where, like, where gender is very specific in some capacities. And so I'm curious to ask your experience about that there, if you don't mind sharing with us.
No, actually, thank you so much for giving me the space to share that, because I think that was one of my big concerns. I went on an LGBTQ leadership trip to explore Israel. I think a lot of our concerns were about our expression, because if you have queer and trans folks there, we're going to wonder about how we should be presenting. And for me, my expression, like, you can't tell me, like, there, I mean, for full transparency, we were going into a certain area into the West Bank, and we were told to kind of like tone it down a little bit and, you know, not be as openly queer expressive, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. for me, that was a concern where it felt like I kind of was revisiting like that little kid inside who I was being told mm-hmm. kind of being policed again. Mm-hmm. And for me, that brought up certain triggers because I just was like, well, I don't know what that really means. How am I supposed to be dressing straight? And so I literally, I had a button down that I wore that day, and it still felt like me, but you know, it was just a button down and a black jean and some sneakers. And I was like, okay. But the interesting thing that I think a lot of times we were being told so much about kind of like the conservative side of these places, which is very real and true. Mm-hmm. But when I got to Jerusalem specifically, and we went to this very queer space, there were very visibly queer folks there that made me feel like, wow, it's not just like, yeah, we're being told these things. And yes, they're living in a society where they have to hide their queerness. But when they're in queer company and when they're in community, you can let all that go and you can shed all of that. And for me, that's gave me like even more of a reason and the bravery in the ways that, not even to compare their daily lives, but in the ways where I fully understood my sense of privilege of living here in this country and understanding like, oh, I can walk out the room in a high pump and no one's going to say anything. They may give me a look, but they're not going to say anything versus, you know, across the pond and other places where religion is the dominator. Mm-hmm. That was a reality check for me because even through my marginalization, you have to understand that I can still, like, you can still exist in privileges and you can still have those everyday privileges. And for me, like, that was a eye-awakening thing. And I think I was just really happy to one, kind of still present in the ways that I wanted to present. Like I'd never really toned it down besides going to the West Bank and Palestine. Mm-hmm. But it was a beautiful experience altogether. Like it was, there was other things that I was unpacking on that trip that was not a part of my queerness. Let's just say that it was more religious trauma than anything.
Yeah, and I'm sure we could do a whole episode on just both of your visits as a whole in talking about it. And I've learned so much by listening to Joho talk through what their experience has been. And so again, I love that you all were able to connect in that space to give each other.
It was really the love. Amazing. I was so shocked. That's so like cool. I would like I was just posting and Ryan was like, sister, you in Jerusalem? I said, bitch, are you in Jerusalem?
And then not to put Jordan's information out there, but bitch, I saw this hoe on Scruff and I was like, hey,
drag me on.
Yeah. I said, now wait, bitch, now why does it say you 300 feet away?
Yeah.
Listen.
Vacation
me is liberated, okay? I was like, I'm out finding somebody. That. I mean, it was dry regardless.
And I
but
love
how it was.
Love man, that.
For me. I had so much fun.
I mean, honestly, some of the people on your trip, I was like, you can holler at me if you want to. So you and I can sidebar about that later, some of the people on the trip.
Chris, cut that out. Chris, as you're
Nikita
listening to
and
this,
Chris, they need to
please.
Know.
No, Chris, cut it out. We are not, y'all are not getting me canceled on my third episode.
Let me be great.
Chris, cut that out.
Let me be
I'm
great.
I'm just kidding. All right.
So,
so kind of getting back to this notion of, you know, I don't want to posit this question as a like, how do you love yourself? Because we do, right? But I think for me is, you know, I would love to, from your perspective as someone who's listening to this podcast and has been saying like, I'm starting to get people saying, thank you so much for saying what you're saying or doing what you're doing. You're inspiring me to love everything about who I am. What advice or, you know, what I would say cognitive ideas would you give to other, when I say black girls, what I mean is big, you know, black fat femmes like ourselves who struggle to like how we look in pretty much anything. Cause I know personally, I will say that for me, like there's only maybe two or three outfits that I will put on and I'm like, yes, I'm a bad bitch. Right. But then there are those times where I'll throw on a t-shirt and some shorts and I'll see myself in like a glimpse of a mirror and I'm like, oh my God, I hate how I look. You know, so really thinking about that, like, how do you get to this idea of feeling amazing and attractive in anything that you wear? And yes, I know I'm not trying to put all my business out there that I might need some more therapy. But other than that, that's just one of the things that I wanted to ask while we have you here.
Well, shout out to therapy because, honey, she be working. She works. And I think really, I feel like I, you know, not to piggyback off of what I said earlier, but I think it's really realizing that I have those moments too. Like, I, who's ever listening to this, like, you are not alone. I mean, it's a constant battle for me. Like, there are so many times I wake up and, you know, like really hate my body. And that's just a clear way of saying it. I mean, I'm still working in therapy to unpack all the internalized fat phobia and the ways how I feel like my fatness intersects with the different experiences that I have, from dating to just showing up in the world and doing the things that I'm professionally doing. And so, like, there's still tons that I'm unpacking and still, there's still tons that I'm unlearning. And so, like, you're not alone in those feelings. And just because, like, someone's, you know, like, I'm out and about and maybe serving a look, that does not mean that I didn't literally cry or hate myself before putting on that look, right? Like, this is just me being transparent and honest with you right now, because I think it's so important where we live in a society where we all just perform because of social media, and we also have to kind of perform in these spaces when we go out. And I think people, they see us online, and so they expect a certain persona or a certain kind of performance. And I think no matter how authentic you are, there's still a level of performance about it. I think I really want people to understand that, like, we're all just, like, really human. I mean, all of these moments of insecurities, I think they're not really going away. Maybe one day they will, but, like, I'm a human. I'm flawed. That's just what it's going to be. And I also think on the technical side, if we're giving, like, actual advice, like, I think really, if there's, like, really anything, with anything new, you have to keep trying it. So even if you put on an outfit that may be, like, not a 10, you need that, like, that L to make sure you win next time. You need to learn from the previous mistakes that you've made. So, like, the previous things that either fit right or don't fit right, or the colors clash, or all these things that you're looking at are, like, if you're even just finding folks on Instagram that you, like, admire on their style, you're like, I kind of want to replicate this outfit. Do that. It may work for you. It may not, because that's them. But you still have to figure it out through trial and error. And I think a lot of times with anything, you have to remember that you got to keep trying it and trying it. And just being comfortable is what's going to make you feel confident. Because if you're not comfortable, you're going to be like, oh my God, looking at every reflection that you see when you're out, trying to readjust and make sure you're feeling good. And then that, for me, my confidence comes from, like, inner and outer. So when I know I look good, when I got my hair cut, when I got my hair done, when I got my nails painted, when I got my colors and my outfits looks good, then guess what? It's a done deal. I can show up and not have to worry about any of the other kind of mess or, you know, negativity that the world is throwing at me, because guess what? I feel good.
Come on, feel good.
For real. Yes. I'm hearing this like, what I'm really hearing from you, Ryan, is this the notion of a both and of, like, I love that you said you have to just live with the discomfort and work through it as well, and really let it move you. I think so much about when John says that we exist in bodies that the world hates. And I think particularly this quote that John has shared with me several times from, I think it's Zora Neale Hurston, of, like, they will kill you. Like, I'm going to butcher it, but it's like, they will kill you and say that you enjoyed it. And so I think about that in terms of, like, how we present ourselves, because if we refuse ourselves the audacity to stand in ourselves and refuse ourselves the audacity to dress how we want to dress, they're going to kill us and say that we enjoyed it. So we might as well, like, if we're going to die anyways, we might as well go out looking like a fucking 10.
Look.
Every time.
Period. And I always think about, like, period. If you ever, like, because, you know, you never know what time of day. And I always think about, like, oh my God, if you die, is this going to be the last outfit that I'm going to be in? Like, I just have to think about that.
Same.
Because you just never know. Am I going to get an afterlife change where I can, like, have a wardrobe of all kinds and I can change into it, you know?
And we all know God's not going to do that. He's going to say
not us going out in a Walmart outfit. That's what
all the time. I'm like, if I leave the house, I have a boot or a heel on, because at least if I look hurt, my shoes look good, okay? Pete, get the shoes, baby. Get the shoes. Like,
but that's also another thing. Like, I love like low key looking a mess too. Like, I'd be at home looking rough. I'm not even going down to the Target. Like, I don't care. You'll run into me, and that, those be the moments I don't really want to see nobody. But like,
but they be seeing everybody.
I also don't care. Like, I'm just like, this is like what it is, because you also got to know, like, if you show up and if you get comfortable with showing up in all types of ways, guess what? That is now that gives you the confidence to show up in the ways that you want to show up in.
So the last thing I wanted to like ask or really think about as we're having this conversation and we kind of wrap up, these brands with what me and Joho feel like is performative size inclusion, and how oftentimes a lot of the stuff is never really in our true size. Even Joho, I see this in the notes. You made a comment about accessibility, right? What are your thoughts around that? Like, how do you navigate brands? Or even if you want to shout some brands out, like, I know we're not getting paid to shout these brands out. And I hope that we don't end up having to beep them. But with that being said, like, if there are certain brands that you believe are doing a really good job of size inclusion, that our listeners could actually go to or like kind of engage with in terms of like online or off. And what I'll go ahead and do is when I go in and do the show notes, I'll make sure that I list whatever companies or you have, because you've already mentioned ASOS, but if there are other brands that you think do well, we would love to hear your thoughts on that as well.
Well, I think for accessibility purposes, to be honest, I don't think there's any brand that is accessible and size inclusive besides like an ASOS, because really when you start to look at size inclusivity in fashion, the price goes up and up and up. So you'll start getting into those luxury levels. And if that's not really accessible to an everyday person, and those ideas of like not really having the opportunity to wear what you want to wear and express yourself in the expression in the ways that you want to express, like, that can be very difficult if you can afford the clothes. And so a lot of the brands that I've been able to find and like shop with, like, they are hella expensive. Yes. And I kind of like, I have found ways of like, you know, looping that price into like the amount of things when I'm working. I make sure folks paying for that, because I'm not doing it.
She said, put it in the rider. We get clothes.
You know, and I feel like that's a privilege on my, like, that's a privilege that I have. But so when I think about accessibility and size inclusion, those things have not really met yet, which is quite unfortunate, because if that's the brands that are kind of doing the accessibility and size inclusion, they're either really good or they are like not good at all. And the product is not good. And the clothes look like your secretary or you're like, you know, I don't know, down at the supermarket type of style. And it's just like, there's no fashionable kind of supermarket. It's just not giving. It's not giving in the ways that you want it to give.
It's not giving super. It's not giving super.
It's not. And it's just, it for me, that's really bothersome. And I'm like, well, a lot of people always have, especially recently, have been like, well, why don't you do your own thing? And I'm like, do you know how, like, first of all, that is a process. That is like something, like, I'm like, I shouldn't have to, that should be my only like solution, is make my own. Like, what? Right.
Okay.
Because there's such a plethora of brands out there for everyone else. And they didn't have to make their own. They did, but they didn't have to, because they can just go down because the brands are already thinking about them. And so why do I have to do that? And why is that the only way that you're telling me that I can choose? If I want to look good, then girl, you got to go down to the fabric store on Santee Alley and make your own stuff. That's not happening. I'm not doing that.
And people there have been some collabs that I just sit there and I'm like, this could have not happened. Like, so I think when people say like, why don't you do your own thing? Like, okay, well, not all collabs work, first of all. Second of all, bitch, are you gonna buy me I don't know what seamstresses use, but are you gonna give me a seamstress license? Are you gonna put me in seamstress school? Are you gonna give me a sewing kit? Like, I'm not on Drag Race. I can't sew. I mean, and I thought
and half the girls on Drag Race
can't sew either.
No shade.
I exist on that side. I can sew work.
Yeah, I have it all the time. Yeah, but, so. but what I'm also thinking about in the thought of inclusivity and accessibility, like, So I like I will name my like I think ASOS is a good brand. I think she and who should not be named can sometimes work for people. And I think
those are fast fashion.
Which I don't want to put accessibility into that. People are like, well, don't support fast fashion. And I'm like, okay, well, find me a slow fashion that can fit my big ass body and a slow fashion that is accessible. Like I will say I do love Eloquii a lot. I think they're a brand that is really like carving out space for like their clearance can be great. Cause I too, I'm like, bitch, I make good money, but I make good money. So I be on clearance a lot and that works for me just fine. So I can do clearance moment. But like, I think Eloquii does a good job of having expansive sizes and being a bit more like you are getting what you pay for in that. But for the average person, that is still inaccessible. You can buy maybe one outfit set, every 6 months, and like that really can't do much for you. So it's really challenging. And then I also think of people like, but in-store accessibility versus online accessibility. Johnny made a point earlier that you had to go online for this piece. And I'm like, people discuss fat folks as if like they ask us questions like, why don't we get outside? Why don't we do XYZ? Bitch, have a place in store I can go to then. I can't go to a store, period. Like, I can't go inside nowhere to get outside in the first place. Like, with them, we're just stuck online, which not everyone has accessible home that can get delivered packages. Like, there's so many things within that I just am always thinking about when it comes to size inclusion, because a lot of brands think that just having a bigger size solves a problem, and it's like you aren't solving the problem of cost, you aren't solving the problem of shipping. And to the point you made earlier, John, often those sizes, bitch, every time I order from ASOS, I mean, I love ASOS, I will order from them until I can't order no more, but
it might not be the size,
it's not the size. I have to order two sizes higher, and I'm like, and then I go to Target and I'm that size, and I'm like, I don't, bitch, give me dysphoria. I don't know where am I on the spectrum of size,
seriously.
That is a real thing. I think like the Targets, like I'm always so nervous to order things that are 3X from really anywhere because I never know if it's a true 3X or if it's like a 3X that is like fronting as a 1X. Mm-hmm. But that's a really, really real thing. And I think I appreciate that you both, I'll say this, and then, just one of the things that I have been thinking a lot about is I appreciate the big girls who are vocally on social media that are talking about this stuff. Because really, like, if we don't talk about it, if we don't have conversations about it, like you said earlier, Ryan, we feel alone in this, in these conversations. And I think it's really important for us to know that we're not alone in it. So thank you for just being so upfront with it.
Most definitely, because like you said, like we have to bring these conversations forward. And I think a lot of times, like, people who don't exist in bigger bodies don't understand like the hardships of us finding clothes and finding brands and the amount of money and the amount of dysphoria that it can cause, because it really can be a spiral. That can really send us into a space where it's just like, well, damn, like, what are we supposed to do? Because it's not like I can snap my fingers and become a large or a medium overnight. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not going to happen. And so what does this look like? What are the conversations we need to have? And I really hope that folks who are existing in fashion, because I no longer work in fashion anymore, but I hope the ways that I show up and the ways that I can have these type of conversations help, you know, someone listening who is actually in the fashion world make that change, because it's super important. It's necessary. Mm-hmm. It's vital.
I just want to say one more thing that I know I'm going to take us to break, but I just want to say really quickly, you made a point earlier, Ryan, about like the fat tax we have to pay and how being fat is expensive and how brands are always thinking about, oh, like there's no ROI. Being fat is expensive. Like we have to pay for sometimes additional seat on the plane. We have to pay for extra room somewhere. Like you'll get your ROI for sure, because being fat means that you have to spend more money to do things. So like if people or brands, if you're listening and thinking you won't get ROI, one, don't make it too expensive for us, because that's just trifling. But two, know that you will get the ROI, because we will be willing to spend something a bit more if it means that it fits us well and treats us right. That said,
last thing, I love local brands, like the local brands that I love to support. We have the privilege of living in a big city, so in a metropolitan. So, like in Los Angeles, there are some really cool brands, like Big Bud Press, Plus Bus,
who's
a really amazing.
Shout them
like,
out.
Kind of like thrifting.
Love you, Marcy and Jen.
Yeah, like they are incredible. I also really love a company out of New York called Fashion Brand Company. They're really fun. They have very artsy clothes, but they're also like, these are local brands who started already doing inclusivity when it came to size. Like they're not, it wasn't something they had to be convinced. And so I want to see more of those brands. And sometimes paying a little bit more for those local brands to exist is worth it, because I know behind the scenes, they're doing the work to make it happen. And also a new company that I just became obsessed with is Nor Black Nor White. They're super incredible as well. So check them out.
Okay, go off, shout outs, come on. Listeners, you have your call to actions, your marching orders. Listen, y'all, you know I can talk about this all day long, but we still got a bit more show to get to. So, Ryan, we do want to ask if you stick around with us and talk just a little bit more cash shit with us after the break. And if so, I know I'm going to take it as a yes. I see a nod. Perfect. We'll be right back,
y'all.
Not
going nowhere.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
All right, everybody. So this week we are going to be talking about, for our second segment, what's on your plate. I know last week I had mentioned at the top of the show that I ate a strawberry ice cream with little crumbs and all of that on it. And I said that it didn't taste the same. And a few people added me and they were saying that they feel like a ton of food has changed their ingredients, often for the worse. So this week for what's on your plate, what I wanted to ask is, what foods that you've recently had or recently entertained you feel is off or has changed? I'm gonna go ahead and throw out a few as you all are thinking, but I know for me, Twinkies and Little Debbie's, they don't taste the same. Something is off. And I also wanted to say that something is different about that Subway tuna. Now, I know that many of y'all are probably going to come for me about eating Subway's tuna. Judge your mama. I love Subway. And their tuna is good.
Was good.
But ultimately,
I mean, I'll just say the tuna has always been off, but I still fuck it up.
Not you saying you need to leave.
I don't even want you. I was going to tell you to leave, but I just need to exit.
please don't do me, but Joho, Ryan, is there anything that you feel like that's been on your plate that tastes different?
I would say this is like a small flex for me, but this is why I cook, because I don't trust these hoes to prepare food. Ryan's gonna leave again. I will say one. Okay, so there are two things. If it's midnight and I am really drunk, or just the spirit hits me, I mean, chicken is like my go-to in life, or Taco Bell bean burritos. And I will say, I got McChicken, I want to say last week. And I'm someone who's like extra mayo. I know it's bad. People are like, that's disgusting, girl. But I love the extra mayo on it. But
I love
mayo. Okay, thank God. Because people are like, what? I'm like, bitch.
You're talking to the right girl.
Because besides the chicken is dry. So I need to have some mayo on it to give it some moistness. And the mayo was not giving. The mayo was giving like veganaise. And I was like, I can't fuck with veganaise. And I know it's not vegan, so give me the real shit. So that was one thing that was like, why am I chicken? Why? And then the bean burrito, which hurt my heart and my soul, because that is... Okay, bean burrito from Taco Bell is literally the key to life when you are like going through it. But
I like beans.
Yeah, Joho.
Oh, you like beans? Do you not like culture either?
You're like my husband. Jonathan doesn't like beans either.
Beans. It's a texture thing. I'm a big texture person.
No, I feel you. And I'm not here to yuck anyone's yum, but that bean burrito, Taco Bell, this particular location that I won't say where, you did me dirty. And my booty hole dirty that night too. I was so sad about it.
Well, you know, sometimes when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. I love you, Joho, but that's just really what it comes down to.
Okay, Miss Tuna Fish, calm down. Miss Miss Face Fish.
Cut that out, Chris.
No, all right, how about you?
Not Ryan. Shout out to the editor to cut stuff. I live.
Chris.
What about you, Ryan? Has there been anything that you've had recently and you're like, something ain't right?
Okay, so I don't know. Like I mentioned earlier at the top of the show, like I have had, like I just got over COVID. And so my sense of smell has completely gone away. And so like, I am still like kind of regaining it back. And so for me, I feel like everything just tastes different and just tastes like our smells different. Like even my favorite candles, they don't even smell like the same anymore. And so like the crazy thing about like how I found out is my dog, she came up to me and gave me a kiss. And I was like, now hold on. Why I don't smell your breath? Because it is so bad. It is so bad. And so I was just like, and that's something that she knows. Like, I don't know. She just felt like, oh, I can kiss him now. I can do that. So now, you know, I'm just trying to change. But I recently had Cheetos. And like, I don't know, the Cheeto dust on Cheetos don't taste the same. And it's regular Cheetos, not hot Cheetos.
They're withholding.
Hot Cheetos is the same thing, I feel like. But regular Cheetos, it just feels a little different.
They're withholding for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah. And you know what else? I'll say this, and I know this is not related, but it is somehow related. I'm real mad about all these bags of stuff getting smaller. Have you noticed that too? Like the bags of stuff,
smaller
like
bags and
Cheeto
more
bags
air.
Are getting smaller. Mm-hmm. There was something else recently we were eating, and my husband was like, they got smaller. And I was like, yep. I was like, I peeped that as soon as he took it out of the freezer, he was saying something. I forget what it was we were eating got smaller. But yeah, that's another thing. Not only are people changing.
Part.
It really does. Part. And Beyonce didn't create that song for us to feel that way, right? I wanted to kind of just entertain this notion that stuff is changing. These companies are, again, I feel like this became a whole conspiracy section. These companies are changing products and they're ultimately shorthanding us and charging us more. I know.
Changing formulas and shit and charging us more for air and stuff.
Not this becoming a QAnon podcast, child. So thank you everybody for entertaining me with what's on your plate this week. We're going to go ahead and take one more quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to go ahead and get into the last segment where we talk about all of the things that we love for about this week and all of the things that we hate or the people that we hate. More when we come back.
Tomboy X, the queer founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies, so you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase, only at tomboyx.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Okay, fam, we are back with Yes, Ma'am. Oh, No, Ma'am, Pam. This is a segment where we either give people their roses or sprinkle a little bit of itching powder on the arm for showing out.
Itching powder. Get out.
That took me out. So John, what is your Yes, Ma'am that you got on the menu say and your No, Ma'am, Pam?
Okay, so this week for my Yes Ma'ams, I wanted to shout out media mogul Byron Allen. He ultimately bought out he basically rescued Black News Channel out of bankruptcy. Now, I don't know a lot about this man, and while I still have a little bit of beef with the Black News Channel, too long, don't care to go into it. I do want to say bravo for Black people, supporting Black people, helping Black people out of a tough spot. The other person that I wanted to give a Yes Ma'am this week is I wanted to say bravo to Monique for finally getting what was hers in relation to her Netflix deal. I don't know if many of you know, but basically she just spoke up and said that she actually is going to be doing a Netflix special, and I definitely wanted to say shout out to her. I just pray that her husband does not fuck it up for her in the ways that he's messed up so many other deals for her in the past. And I would say that to her face, so I don't want people being like, oh, Dr. John Paul is, you know, talking big on the mic. If she ever came onto the show or if we ever met each other in person, I would tell her that. Don't fuck it up. The other thing, so my No Ma'am Pams this week, Kimberell. I have kind of briefed everybody that I'm about to go off. And I do recognize that this show is explicit. There are going to be some choice words that I have. And so I just quickly wanted to say that, when you look like a bear, I'm just kidding. There is no room. She's a trash ass person. And I hate that I have to say this. I just wish that she would stick to being a terrible person in her own home. Like, just why does she come out? Why does she even, like, I pray for the day that she goes somewhere where she can't see the sun. I hate everything about this woman, and I hate saying that I hate people, but I definitely think she is trash. She's horrible. She is the scum beneath the toes of Trump. I think that she is the lowest of the low. I hope that she chokes on a Dorito chip. I hope that everything that she eats is hot and scorches the top of her mouth. I hope that one day that she touches paper and gets paper cuts all over her hands. Oh, I hope that one day she goes to put on mascara and she, like, literally, you know, you tip the tip of your eye and it hurts and then you feel that poke on the top of your eye. I hope that happens to her. I hope that she uses the wrong glue for her eyelashes and that her eyelashes get stuck to her face and she can't get them off. I pray for the day that she eats something she's not supposed to eat and she has diarrhea for the rest of her life. And I hope that one day she gets stung by 1,000 bees. That's all I got to say about that.
Wow. Damn. That was beautiful. That felt like Shakespearean.
Poetry, really.
Yeah, that felt beautiful. And I think if I was to even add anything to that, I hope she gets like a stinky mic every time she sings. I hope that little like thing that covers the mic smells so rotten.
Yes.
And they like don't her have soul. Any others to like, change. Mm-hmm.
Like her soul.
I heard Rob, she gets just like her soul. Feedback. When she talks to Mikey, she goes, ring!
Yes.
She can never be heard again.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Joho, what are yours?
Oh, shit. Oh my, you better have the house down. Bootsy as God. That's on Jesus. I would say my yes, ma'am. My yes ma'am is to Saucy Santana for dropping the new summer anthem Booty. Oh mm-hmm. my God, it's so so good. And I love that there really was a celebration of all types of bodies in there, like, and like whether that body was bought or made, that all celebrations of all bodies, which was dope. I want to give a big shout out to Dexter Mayfield, who is someone that I have followed for so long, and I love Dexter and the fact and like how they move.
Oh,
and just a gem of a human, and like, well, yes ma'am Dexter Savali, because he put it up in that video. So I was like living. I'm gonna say a no ma'am Pam to the White House and their rising gas prices. I don't know if y'all saw the video, but the White House press secretary, which made me feel so bad because I love her, but she really tried to give us a whole like economics 101 about gas prices, and like gas prices are declining. And I was like, bitch, they're still $5. In fact, by me, they're still $5.79. So like, what are you talking about?
$5.55
acting like it's good. Like, it was like the audacity to share about gas prices and how like President Biden's committed to lowering gas prices. Well, can he commit today? Can he commit to right now? Because these gas prices, baby, are too expensive. A bitch can't go nowhere in these streets. So like, I'm glad they're declining. Yeah. Like, and then where she fucked up was when she shared that the oil prices have gone down lower than the gas prices. And so I'm like, is that not your job?
The math ain't math.
Not your job to say, oh, the oil price is low, so let's low the gas prices. So it's a no ma'am Pam to that, because a bitch is still out here spending like $90 for a tank of gas. So that means she ain't going nowhere today or tomorrow or next week. Okay.
And baby, I feel it. I have a hybrid, and I went to Flex. Fill up, and it was $45, and I was low key mad. I like, my car should not be costing me $50 to fill up if I have a hybrid. That, like, literally, like, it should not.
I'm like, bitch, give me the hybrid. I'm on God. $50. I'm
still annoyed. I know it is a first world problem, but I am still mad about it.
First of all, you still pissed about it every time. Okay, go off hybrid. Yes. Yeah. Come on, economical queen. Yes.
trying to save the world in whatever way I can. Brian, what are your yes ma'ams for this week? Do you have any?
I do have a yes ma'am, and mine goes to Anything's Possible on Prime Video. It's Billy Porter's directorial debut on a modern rom-com starring a trans high school girl who is played by Eva Rain. And we basically get to see, you know, trans Joy and see her fall in love. And basically, this is my heart stopper. And of course, side note, also an extra yes ma'am goes out to our good sis, Shar Jassel, who was a consulting producer on the film. So honestly, so cool. I literally cannot wait to watch. It actually is out now. So just watch it if you have Amazon Prime, because it is so worth it. I'm very, very excited to tune in. So shout out to Anything's Possible on Prime. And then my no man Pam literally has to go. Do I have a no man Pam? Let me see. Oh, no. I do have a no, man, Pam. So if you have been paying attention recently on Twitter, Division, the singer, dropped a song that is like, basically, there's a sample from Jay-Z, and Jay-Z was like big upping it, saying like, oh, it's so good. It's so this. Well, the song dropped, and the song is horrible. And I don't know if Jay-Z's ear is old, but the song is also about cheating, which how dare Jay-Z, you know, co-sign a song about cheating with his past and not coming on the heels. And I believe it's like 7 days until Beyonce drops her new album of Renaissance. I hope the Renaissance that we all get is for her to drop that man on the side of the road and leave him where no one can find him. That is my no man, Pam.
Well, you said it. And you, along with a lot of Beehive members, feel the same way about that man. And I think that man. No, we don't. We don't.
Not our journey.
And I genuinely feel the same way. I don't get it. I don't. And I guess I'm not meant to get it or understand it.
Yeah.
But yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for saying what many of us been wanting to say forever in a day.
Oh, also, all right, well, real quick.
Go
real
ahead.
Quick. Also, no man Pam to children being at pools. They're so loud and annoying. Get rid of them.
I don't like children either, and I feel like we're going to get canceled.
I don't care if the school is out. But they need year-round school, because I'm tired of hearing the kids at the pool enjoying their lives. I'm happy they're happy, but please. I live next to the pool, and I'm just hearing children. I'm just like,
kids in public spaces.
That's how we know we're getting old. That's how we really know we're getting old, when we hear noise and we're like, what is that? Like, literally, even for me, I'd be in my car sometimes, like, just turning the radio down, like, this radio is too loud. I'm like, oh, I'm officially getting old, to the point where now the radio in my car is too loud.
My day.
Yes, get off my porch. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up this week. Please send us your thoughts, your feedback, and your emails at blackfatfempod@gmail.com. That is also in the show notes, so if you don't catch it, you can go to the show notes and you can ultimately send us an email to let us know your thoughts. You could chime in. We want you to chime in. We want you to engage with our conversations. We would so love to hear from you all. You can also send us your thoughts via social media by interacting with us and our post on Instagram and Twitter by using the handle @BLKFatFemmePod. Someone asked for me to spell it out, and so that's why I'm spelling it out. That is also in the show notes. Also, please treat us like an Uber ride and give us 5 stars on Apple and Google Podcasts. Thank you in advance. Joho, tell us, where can people find you?
In addition to the 5 stars, please give us a tip as well, because I will receive that for sure. Y'all can find me across
Cash
that part. You can find me on cross social media at Joho Daniels. That's JOHODANIELS. You can also find me on my website, jordandaniels.com. I said that because I have a contact form. So if brands you try and get me to my awesome fashion, or try and get some sponsors on this podcast, let me know. Holler at your bitch, okay?
Yes, we love to see it. Ryan, where can people find you?
You can follow me everywhere on social media at The Slay God, and God is spelled G-A-W-D. Also, check me out every Friday on MTV's Bop Quiz. It's on Snapchat. Go over there. Yes. I know you may not have it, but download it and watch me. It's a fun little trivia show that I do. And then I have VMAs coming up next month, so I'm very, very excited about that. And I may be doing something very, very soon with a new interview that I'll be dropping soon. And I'm very, very excited about who the person is. So just teasing that. Very happy.
Love,
she stayed booked,
love,
blessed, and
love
busy.
That you are getting literally on her Keke Palmer. I live for it. Stay in your bag, girl. Keep eating. I live to see it. I love to see it. All right. Well,
thank you, for you
all know.
Me.
Yes, thank you so much for being here. I am Dr. John Paul. You can find me on all social media by visiting drjohnpaul.com. And ultimately, again, thank you so much, Ryan, for being on the show. Thank you for everybody for listening. And that is another show. Thank you, for everybody, for the support, the love, the continued kind of push to keep us at the middle / in the know around Black Fat Femme conversations. We appreciate it. We will be back next week at the same time with another great show. Continue to take care of yourself, drink your water, and stay well.
Bye,
wear a mask. Get the vaccine. And slay. See you all next week. Bye. The Black Fat Femme Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Dr. John Paul, LLC. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Tomboy X, the queer-founded clothing line that's inclusive and sustainable. Underwear, swimwear, and more for all bodies. So you can feel good about protecting the goods. Use the code IHEART to get 20% off your first purchase only at tomboyx.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.